Blog Talk Radio. Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew Miles Sebastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex. Since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, Nicole, I hear you're multitasking again today. What's the story with today?
Oh, my God. Well, today I'm actually just over in one of my other stores. There was a lot of stuff that needs to get done because we're having a very, very big release on Monday for any of you video gamers out there. Whatever, Gears of War is coming out on Tuesday, and we're having a midnight release, so that means on Monday night we don't close the store. So basically buttoning up ends and getting everything in order so that we can do, a very, very lovely, like 18-hour shift on Monday. So, obviously I can't be in three places at one, so I'm just trying to button up as many loose ends as I can today.
Wow, so that's busy. I know, it's funny. No matter how we twist and turn our lives, it always seems to be the long work days, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. I've pretty much seen the inside of all three of my stores today. I'm going into one of the locations that I'm never in, tomorrow all day so that I can prep for this whole event. And in addition to that, I know that you guys are already aware, that I've been working, with Blue Movie and things like that, and I've been doing a lot of stuff on their horizon as well so that I can try to, get some momentum going their way. They're a very, very talented group of people, so we're just trying to make some things happen. So I've spent a lot of my afternoon, on the fall while doing my video games, while doing, my everything else that I'm doing. So it's been a very, very packed out day. I'm exhausted, but still going.
But I'm glad to hear that things are going good. It sounds very promising for you. It has been the long days for everyone. And it just seems, the summer is coming a little bit to an end, which is a little disappointing. I've managed to try to visit.
Sad.
I know. I've went to the ocean a few times because the water is really, really warm this time of year. So Smith Point is wonderful because they let you in the ocean, this time of year, whereas if you go to, like, Jones Beach or Robert Moses out here, they won't let you in the water.
So, yeah, they start closing.
They start closing, and they start having the guys in the Jeep yell at you. They come up and down the beach in their Jeep screaming at you to get out of the water. So, of course, I don't go in very deep because there's no lifeguard, but it's just fun.
No, well, honestly, I'm a little bit sad about it because all summer long I kept saying, maybe next week I'll be able to get to the beach. Maybe next week I'll be able to get to the beach. Maybe tomorrow I'll be able to get to the beach. And every time I thought to go, where I actually put that first, it wound up raining or something like that on the only day that I had for that week. And then, on the days that I was ready and willing to go, it just was the furthest thing from my mind, and I wound up doing something else and being overly responsible, so. Unfortunately,
oh,
I never. Yeah, and I use that word that liberally, like overly responsible, because everybody's got responsibilities, but every now and then you got to like put those aside and you have to do something else. And I kind of, that's a lesson that I learned too late in the summer. So,
well, next summer I'm gonna like hound you about that. I'm gonna ask you.
Cindy, you tell me. Hopefully next summer I'm not going to be working as much as I am this
summer.
No,
I got
so.
The justice card. You'll be doing very well. So it'll.
Well, thank you very much. That's what I need to know, Cindy. There we go.
Yeah, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Anyway, could you just go down to the 680 number, 0462, and hit it on? Because that's TJ, and I haven't spoken to TJ all day, my fiancé, because he's been in the Hamptons working for Dan's papers
you
and everything.
You got
so.
It.
hold on.
Let's hear what TJ might
TJ
have to
on
say.
Here.
Hello, TJ.
Hello. Are you at the beauty parlor again this week?
No, I'm not at the beauty parlor again. I got all beautified last week. Now I'm back to being rugged, and I'm working with power tools, so.
Actually, Dan at Dan's Papers, they asked me when I was going to get my hair cut, so
I made your appointment for not this Friday, next Friday, because that's when I'm getting mine done. So I did think about your haircut today.
And by the way, Cindy, you've got to watch Cindy swim. She has a very unique style, which I will not talk about. But I want to say that I love you, Cindy. I'll be home in a little while. Have a great show. And I know there are people waiting to get on. And I get to talk to you all the time. So let's let someone else get
and
it.
And you brought me a present. You brought me the dress. TJ always
yes,
comes home with clothes for
yes,
me.
Yes, say that on the air. So
I'm
always
got a dress for me. Good, good, good. Because I have no time to shop. So TJ brings home clothes for when we have events. So and he's very good at knowing
what... Sweet.
Isn't that sweet? And they're always perfect and wonderful. And he brought me home one yesterday he thought that I would love, but didn't bring the one that he really loved, and now he said he stopped and got the one he loved, too. So.
Wait, I don't go around loving
Aww.
Dresses. I want
no,
that
he just
on.
Likes to buy them for me.
But I buy a lot of dresses, and I don't do this a lot. Let's not make it sound like... But anyway, look, get on with your show. God bless you both. Nicole, take care of her. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And take care, TJ. Bye-bye,
honey. He's
talking
about my ocean swim technique. Now, because I'm not the greatest swimmer, when there's not a lifeguard, I go like with, you know, the little kids usually hang out where it's like, you know, the wave just washes up. And
yeah.
What I do is like lie down in it. And then when the waves are coming, I jump up. So it's, you know, it's a funny.
That's too funny. Well, you know, what's funny is that actually me and my girlfriend went to the beach yesterday and I was like in like a little bit of like a funky kind of mood and everything. And, you know, so was she. We've just been like very, very busy, very, very stressed and things like that. So, you know, we figured we're going to go recharge for a little bit and we went to the beach. And just at the right moment, I looked over at her. I was standing kind of behind her and I was looking over at her. And, you know, I just like the wind happened to catch her hair just the right way and the sun was setting just the right way and the waves were crashing just the right way to the point of where I like literally started laughing out loud and she turned around to me and she's just like what and I looked at her and said you know and we were about ready to go at that point and we started walking you know back towards the car she goes what made you laugh I just said just know that when we are old and gray and I think about you I'm going to remember you in that moment right there for always. And that's
wow.
always going to be the way that I see you. And, like, it was just like that's that. It was just the moment that I was just kind of like, wow, you know, wow. You know, like, that woman is going to be my wife. And you know, when I'm old, you know, and even maybe when she's passed, that's the way that I'm going to remember her, just the way that she looked in that moment. It was just gorgeous. And
wow.
my day was better after that, so it was good.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, I know we've had a listener who's been very, very, the whole time, this 22 minutes and 45 seconds.
Oh,
so
my goodness, I know, I saw that.
The lotto here.
And, of course, I have not, you know, screened it. So just so that person knows who they are, we're going to go to the 602 area code. The last four digits of the number are 6755, and we're going to go see who's awaiting us there. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Cindy. It's Bea in Arizona.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for calling all the way from Arizona.
I'm actually calling for a friend of mine. She's here, but she got a phone call, and her name was Carol, and she wanted to know about her boyfriend, Wayne.
Okay, and how long has she been with her boyfriend, Wayne?
How long have you been with Wayne? A year and a half.
Okay, because you guys certainly started out as soulmates here. It's unusual alignment of cards. There's only two soulmate cards in the deck, the Rider-Waite deck, and she's gotten both of them. So he is a strong soulmate to her. Looks like he's a little bit, you know, maybe not saying everything he needs to say and, you know, could be a little bit of getting afraid of the relationship, of the commitment of it. What's Carol's take on him at this point?
I'm sorry, what?
What's Carol's take on him? I mean, does she love
well,
him?
Well, they're supposed to be going to Vegas on the 1st of October to get married, and I keep telling her that I think it's a bad idea because he'll boss her around. I mean, he's been yelling at her and everything else. So
right, because they did start out as the soulmates. She loved him heart, soul, mind, and body. It looks like now he's getting afraid of the commitment, so what he's doing is being a little bit of abusive. and being abusive, you know, he's hoping maybe she'll run away from him and,
yeah,
and not marry him. In the beginning, he was nice to her, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and what people do is just because it starts out as soulmates, you know, heart, soul, mind, body love, if we don't commit to that love and commit to healing, and that means we can't be mean son of a bitches, we can't be the men doing the master thing over women and bossy, I would advise her to really be strong and tell him, this is not what I signed on for. I signed on for a nice guy a year and a half ago, and I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah,
but this is not what you're wanting at this point.
Because he's also her caregiver. She's a diabetic, and, you know, 3-4 days ago she wasn't taking her meds, and he wasn't making sure she was, and she fell down at 4 o'clock in the morning, had to have staples in her head. So he let her drive to the hospital herself. What kind of a man does that?
Okay, now that's the kind of a man who, even if she marries him, she's never going to forget that. The first year I was married to my husband, he made sure that he would know that he was the boss by this behavior. I went to visit my friends back at the University of Connecticut for an overnight trip, which he didn't really want me to go on. And his friend was supposed to pick me up in Bridgeport, because I'd gotten the bus from Storrs, Connecticut to Bridgeport. And his friend didn't wait for me because the bus was like 2 minutes late, and he drove off. And meanwhile, this is like, you know, 30-something years ago. The buses didn't run very often on a Sunday in Bridgeport, and I had to sit out in the cold for 5 hours waiting for another bus. Meanwhile, I was already on a bus that would take me to New York. And my husband, who used to drive all the way, you know, 2 and 3 hours to visit me in Storrs before we were married, couldn't drive an hour and a half to pick me up in Bridgeport.
Wow.
And it stuck in my mind my whole life that he wanted me to make sure that if I do something he doesn't like, he's not going to be there for me if it goes wrong. And, you know, these are the kind of things she's going to have to address, because diabetes has a very strong mind-body connection. And oftentimes it's good people who punish themselves to get autoimmune disorders. And if she marries this man, her diabetes is going to get worse unless he, you know, comes to the plate and starts being that soulmate again. And,
you know, Well, I think he, go ahead.
You think he what?
Oh, I think he wants to get married to her, because once he marries her, then when she dies, then he can get her Social Security.
Because
he's been unemployed for well over all this time she's known him, and he was getting unemployment. And then as of January this year, he became her caregiver so he could get $300 a week to take care of her. But as of today, it's already like 4 o'clock. He's never given her any of the medication. She didn't eat anything. And when I went out with her, she was so faint, I had to give her a piece of candy. Her blood sugar was so low. So she hadn't eaten all day today, and
why is Carol not eating? Because Carol has to start taking care of herself and come to that place of self-love.
Well, actually, she took her little kitty cat that's 16 years old to the vet this morning because it was dying. So she took her to my vet because the other one wanted $200, and mine only said they would charge her $80. So she was a little bit upset and crying because her cat that was born in 94 died.
And again, she knew to take her cat to the vet and take care of her cat. She has to love herself the way she loves her cat, you know, the way she loved him. And, of course, even though they started out as soulmates and it started out that way, if this man isn't going to come to the plate, I mean, if she marries him at this point, he will want to speed up her death, if that's what you're thinking, he wants the Social Security. And you know what? This is ridiculous because, you know, he has a father. I think his father passed away. There's a man who knows him that's not speaking very kindly about him at this point, saying they were brought together as soulmates. There was moments there when he was really stepping up to the plate. Now he's back to his old tricks. And at this point, he's now become the prince that's becoming the beast. And, you know, if she knows what's good for her, even if she still loves him, by telling him, look, I can't do this. I signed on for a guy who is good, who is kind to me and loving. I don't know who you are, but I'm taking 2 feet out of this relationship. And you need, he needs a 12-step program or something.
I think she is afraid to be alone. So will he still be your caregiver and live with her?
Okay, now anybody who's afraid to be alone is going to get involved in toxic love. Because
right.
if we can't stand on our own 2 feet without a man or without another person, we'll make too many excuses for abuse. You know, the universe is asking her to take care of herself, to hire a stranger who's qualified to take care of her. Because people who are paid to take care of her, who are qualified, will do a good job. She'd be better off with, a professional person than him getting the money for not doing a job. And
right.
he's going to realize he misses her. But at this point, the fact that he's showing that he doesn't want to love her, you know, a lot of people are afraid of loving somebody who could die on them. So they do take a good love and destroy it and make it toxic. He did love her, but now, if she's starting to feel he doesn't care about her, it's about the money. She needs to love herself enough to say, this is not what I signed on for.
Yeah.
It's sad because she does love him, and I know she does, but the person she fell in love with isn't there anymore. I don't know what's happened to him, but, he's gone back to his meanness and his, narcissism and manipulation.
Yeah.
So you don't see them getting married then? If she gets married, I would advise her. She probably, her spirit guides or angels might make her get more sick so that she can't go to Las Vegas. They'll do what they have to do as a wake-up call. I don't want her getting a really bad illness wake-up call so she can't marry him. I would advise her to wake up now and, tell him this is not what I want.
Yeah.
It's so sad. People can be so mean. And again, she's not crazy. It did start out good. Momentarily, she brought out the best in him, but it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
And
so she'll be 65 she'll be 65 in November, and he'll be 51 in October.
And he's old enough to know better. And we have more than one soulmate, so she could be gifted another one. But until we stop being needy, until we take care of ourselves, come to that place of self-love, I want Carol to love herself the way she would love her own daughter. If a man did that to her daughter, how angry would she be?
Right.
She'd be very angry.
Right.
Well, good luck to her, and thank you so much for calling in for Carol, and I hope she feels better and that she loves herself enough to do what's best for her.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Nicola, there's so many mean people in this world. It's not funny.
I know. It really isn't.
Boy.
It really, really is not. I didn't even know what to say. I was going to chime in, and then I was just like, what do you say?
What do you say to a man who God is giving him a woman to love and to take care of and to cherish, and she could help him financially? It was a win-win situation. And now he has to go back to being, it's all about me and greedy. I mean, come on.
Yep, pretty much.
Boy. Some people never wake up, by the way. And the next wake-up call he'll get is going to be a doozy, believe me. It won't be soulmate love,
No, that's for sure,
So we have, I think you screened somebody, Abby.
I did. I screened many people. But right now we're going to go over to Abby in Ohio. And she actually called you about a month or two ago. And you had said to go and follow up. And Abby's been having a lot of wake up calls lately. And in brief, especially for the people that continually listen, Abby was involved. It was definitely a commitment phobe. She was involved with a couple of married men, and you had advised her to break up with these guys, and just kind of start fresh and to do things karmically correct. Well, recently lightning has hit Abby's house, literally. Mm-hmm. And she also broke up with everybody, but one person in particular is not taking it so well, and this happens to be a coworker. So she actually has to put in a complaint with her HR because of this guy, and it's really, really getting kind of dicey. And now that she's doing the right thing, she's a little concerned as to what to do about her job. So she kind of needs your guidance there. So we're going to shoot over to Abby in Ohio. Hello, Abby. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank
Abby.
You for the summary. Hi.
Oh, my goodness. So lightning struck, huh?
No, actually it did. It struck my house last Sunday because of a storm. But I have been listening to your advice, and I have broken off all my, you know, toxic relationships, and we had talked about my sexual abuse and low self-esteem, and, you know, those were my excuses for getting involved with these toxic relationships. But I've done the right thing, and I've cut off all contact, and most of them went quietly except for one who was a coworker, and he did not respond well at all and started harassing me verbally, abusing me verbally, and threatening me, and I had to go and report him officially to HR. At my company, and I had text messages, you know, and actual proof to show that he was harassing me, but he turned around and made up some lies about me to my company, and now I'm worried about whether or not he is going to continually harass me and sabotage my job, and if this has been such a negative reflection on my job, if I'm going to lose it.
Okay, Abby, this is, you know, since you've been doing what you're supposed to be doing, and since you opened a vortex to asking me about your life, I'm not just a psychic, I'm a mystic, which means your angels and spirit guides will give you what's called waking dreams. A lightning bolt is a waking dream. This is a waking dream for you. The reason that, and you brought up your sexual abuse, is the reason that people get away with sexual abuse so much is that nobody punishes the inner circle, the fathers, the grandfathers, the lovers who hurt us. We let them get away with it. So in this case, you have to speak up. And because we don't speak up in the face of injustice, and there is reasons for it. Older souls want everybody to like them. They always feel bad, like it's their fault. And, of course, you know, so we don't do what we have to do. And we also have had enough lifetimes where these narcissistic, manipulative people don't go an eye for an eye. They go after your left leg, your left arm, and your firstborn, which is doing right now.
Right.
And, you know, I've got the hangman card. Right now you're like Jesus hanging from the cross. All Jesus did was speak the truth about the narcissist being bad fathers, and you don't have to, you made your bed, sleep in it. Jesus was saying there's no such thing as that. If you were with a bad man, you have a right to leave. And, of course, the Romans, the pagans, and the Jewish men who couldn't agree on one thing agreed to crucify this man. So right now you're a little bit hanging from a cross. And the narcissists, unfortunately, are very good liars.
Yes.
So they believe their bullshit. They lie under oath. They oftentimes can win because the good people are so shocked. I want you to be prepared for the worst things that he could say to you so that when you're brought before people, you don't look shocked and guilty, because old souls tend to look guilty even when they haven't done it, and that you have to stand firm, that you're not backing down.
Right.
And you might have to look him right in the eyes and tell him, you don't want to go in the ring with me because I'm going to win.
Right.
And just, you're being told that all evil needs to flourish is good people who do nothing. You couldn't let him get away with it. He didn't heed your warning when you told him, you know, look, don't do this anymore.
Right.
Now he's blaming you, like, how could you do this to me?
Right.
And at this point, you're going to stay very firm because you have angels and spirit guides. When you go in front of the human resources, bring your spirit guides with you into the room. You have a grandma who passed away. Do you remember her?
Oh, she was like my mother. I've been waiting to see if she would ever come through to you.
She's the one telling you love yourself the way you would love your own daughter. If a man did this to your daughter, boy, would you hang him. Bring your grandmother in there with you because she'll pop thoughts in the people's heads that you're a good person and that he's a liar.
No, and it's true.
And believe in yourself. And I know it doesn't feel good because good people never want to wage war. We're peacemakers by nature. But
right.
This is a time to wage war. It's not okay he does this to you. And it's the same energy of sexual abuse that, you know, women have to understand we own our bodies. People cannot touch it or harass us unless we give them permission. And, you know, this is you finally not being a victim.
Right.
And it's very important. I mean, I was a professional belly dancer for years, and I taught a class for sexually abused women in belly dancing because I allowed women to look as beautiful as they wanted when they danced, but no one had a right to touch them unless they said yes. You have to get own your own body. You own your body. Men do not own you. They can't do with you what they want. And if they do it, they're going to face the full consequences. And the next step is not human resources. And you might want to tell this to him because your grandma's screaming up there. She's saying, next step, buddy, is I'm calling the police for the harassment. Human resources is nothing. This is criminal.
Well, no,
I've already had a call
with my attorney tomorrow about it. My employer actually told me, do not call the police. They told me, because I said, I want to go file harassment charges against him, and they told me that's not in the best interest of your job or the company. So I was basically kind of threatened by my company, and they don't want the exposure.
And then again, you can sue them as well, by the way.
And that's why I have this call with my attorney tomorrow, because I don't want it to end this way, but I have a feeling that they believed his lies, and even though I had proof, they're taking his side over mine, which I don't understand.
Again, because
I was basically
told. I was basically told
because I went to lunch with him that I basically asked for this. And I just said,
okay,
that's
the
ridiculous.
Same thing when a woman, but I was
yes.
telling you, you're allowed to look as beautiful as you want. Just because you look beautiful doesn't give a man a right to rape you.
Right.
And this is something that you need an attorney for, because too many women are not listened to or believed. And that
right.
this is not professional behavior on their part. They have no right to tell you not to contact the police. And as a matter of fact, in contacting the police and having a police record of this, you know, it shows you're telling the truth. You're not going to go to the police and put a false police report, because you're going to go to jail for that. So,
right.
you know, you go through with what you have to do. You have a wonderful 5-year period opening up of psychological strength, falling in love with a really good man. And, you know, this is not the only job in the world. And the way they're acting is really, they could be sued and owe you money under the circumstances.
Right.
And it's hard for us to do, but we have to wage war. He's victimizing you, and so are they. And if they want to believe his lies, that's their misfortune.
That's how I feel, and he has no proof. He has no proof. I have written documents, text messages from him threatening me, you know, verbally abusing me.
And that's what you need.
Yeah, I gave them to him.
When it's one person's word against another, in court,
mm-hmm.
by the way, the written word is what wins. If it's in writing, you win.
Right.
So you want to be a person who goes to your lawyer. You know, don't care if people are going to like you, because they're going to turn on you at the job. They already are turning on you now.
Yes,
do what you
I
have
know.
To do. We have to stop selling our soul for a dollar. Do you know what I mean? You,
right.
And standing up. And this is the battle you should have fought against the person who sexually abused you, which we never do the right battle, okay? But once you fight this battle against men who think they own women, or people who think they can get away with whatever they want, you won't be given
mm-hmm.
this battle again. So fight it and do what you have to do, and you will, you know, persevere in this. And unfortunately, this is the way the world is, and people do lie, and they lie a lot, and that's a sad lesson in life. But you might as well learn it now.
No, thank you. And the only other question I have is,
sure.
do you think that he had feelings for me, or is this just a feeling of rejection?
Well, he's a man who, yes, he had feelings for you, but also he thought he owned you. You know,
right.
certain men, all you have to do is kiss them, or God forbid you sleep with them, then they own you. You go to lunch with them, he owns you. I mean, it's a barbaric way of thinking. And
right.
he hates women, by the way. So, you know, you're a woman who just happens to be now getting all his hatred toward women.
Right.
And it's up to you to just realize you didn't do anything wrong. You know, you could go to lunch and it's okay. I mean, I had to sue someone who came to our house when I was still married to build a little apartment on for my father-in-law. And my father-in-law gave this guy, and he was recommended by people, $5,000. And the man never came back and did anything. And I went to the police and said, this man took $5,000 and he never came back. And they said, well, you gave it to him. There's no crime. Could you imagine that? Meanwhile, he stole $5,000. So for a year, I kept battling everywhere, went to Consumers Affairs. Nobody would do anything. And in a year and a half of me trying to get that $5,000 to be a crime, the man ripped off $500,000 from other people, including people's life savings, if they had done it when I. But there, the police kept saying, "Well, you gave it to him." Of course, he went to jail. Of course, later on, you know, they acted like Consumer Affairs did such a great job; it was a big news story. Meanwhile, they did nothing. And just because we give someone something or have lunch doesn't mean they own us. So try not to let them twist and turn, because they're obviously, you know, manipulators themselves in human resources.
Yes. I'm just worried. Do you think he will hurt me physically, or will it be more just
No, he will
abuse?
Not hurt you physically, but if you are getting afraid, I would advise you to go to the police, and they will give an automatic, probably, order of protection, so he can't come near you. And you know, if you're working still with him, it means
yes.
he can't come within a certain amount of feet or whatever.
He sits 10 feet from me. They wouldn't
right.
move him. They would not move him away from me. So he stares at me all day. He walks by my desk all day.
He's generally very creepy.
Yes,
well,
he is.
Well, the point of it is that, you know, he's really skating on very thin ice.
Okay.
And that if you are really getting physically afraid, you need to make sure you protect yourself.
Yeah,
and
he
if human resources
me in the parking lot and at work in my car.
What did he do to you?
We were in the parking lot leaving work the other day, and he came within inches of hitting me on purpose.
Okay,
in
he's
the parking
using
lot.
His car as a vehicle. That's a felony.
Yeah. I think to intimidate me and scare me.
Well, that's what you need to report to the police, that he harassed you, he was trying to scare you with his vehicle.
Okay.
And at least if the police call him, what happens with these people is they're so used to the good people never punishing them that they think they get away with murder. All you have
right.
to do is actually call them on their nonsense. They usually back off.
Right.
So,
well, not for
you know,
anything. Can't she go to, like, the Better Business Bureau or something and report them? Her HR is obviously not doing their job. They're not doing anything to protect her. And, Abby, I'm really, really sorry to say this, honey, but you should not even be thinking twice about going to the police, especially if you're physically being threatened, because you know what? There are other jobs out there. I know that the economy sucks, okay,
right.
you know, sometimes. There are other jobs out there, and if you wind up getting killed or injured to where you can't work anymore, is that job really going to be worth it?
Right,
and you can go to New York. You live in what state? You live in Ohio.
I live in Columbus, Ohio.
You need to go to there are you know government agencies that deal with mm-hmm. sexual harassment at work.
Yeah,
you need to go to your
employment office.
Right,
mm-hmm.
you need to go there and file a complaint.
Yes.
And you
and
know what?
You.
They don't want you to do any of this. Your days are numbered there anyway. So
you
know
so?
This way, at least if you have all this documented, you have a right to sue them that. They didn't, you know, that you lost your job because they didn't protect you or you had to do this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The more
you can
have a paper trail documenting
yes.
it, the better off.
Yes. I have been. And just so you know, that the only reason why I've done this is because I'm supporting 3 children on my own with no support. So that's the only reason why I go there.
Well, that's
I don't
more
want
the
to be
reason
there.
Why you need to protect yourself, because your children will never forgive you if something happens to you and you're not there for them. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So thank you
very much.
And, you know, you will be very divinely guided. And, you know, spirit guides, your grandma, angels will surround you in this. But for other women, we have to, you know, just, you know, we can't be harassed. And the reason people do is because they know you don't have a man. Isn't it funny, like, women believe any man, deaf, dumb, blind, lame, stupid, or cheating is better than staying on her own 2 feet. In this vein, it is, because if you had a husband, this man
yes.
would not be doing this.
No, and what's so ironical is he just got married last weekend, and he had told my work that I had threatened to come crash his wedding and kill his wife, and like all these outrageous claims, which, of course, is not true. So I don't know why a man
well, you
is
need to start
married.
Getting some of this down and on paper, because he can say whatever he wants. If you've got
right.
documentation to prove
yes,
other
do.
Things, then,
yes.
then you know what? Then he's, you know, not for anything, you know, in more ways than one. He's the asshole and you're not, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you need
yes.
to start documenting everything right now from
and
this
you need
point
to be
forward.
Taking,
and if,
video cameras of
no, continue,
him, like, you know, video cameras of some of the things he's doing. You know,
right. Totally.
Phone.
You know, you take pictures and this and that and everything else. Keep everything. If he sends you a text message, then guess what? Take a screenshot of that text message so that people can physically see it on your phone. You know,
yeah.
There are ways that you can do these things. You save every single one of those messages. A lot of cell companies will not be able to, to print them out for you, but you can actually physically save the phone and save the messages in the phone that won't auto-expire. You know, so you need to save things like that. If he sends you an email, print out the email. It'll have the IP address on the bottom. They'll know it's his computer. You know, I mean, things like that. You need to do these things. Or what you need to do, to be perfectly honest with you, if he's not giving you anything to go off of, you know what? Next time he does something that you don't catch, send him an email. This needs to stop. Leave me alone. Thank you. Goodbye. Very short, very sweet, very simple. And then this way, when he responds to you, you have every leg to stand on, because now you have in black and white, in a full correspondence that is documented and kept on a computer, you know, basically said that even if it's deleted, guess what? It's still there. There's still a trace of it. There's still a record of it. He can sit there and say, I didn't say it all he wanted, but guess what? It's you telling him enough. It's him responding to you in whatever manner he decides to, and he can delete it all he wants. Either way, IP addresses don't lie.
Yes, right,
yes.
And you're
thank
a very
you.
Good, you're a good mother. We'll pray for you, and
thank you very much.
And you're going to win on this. And please call us and let us know what happens. And
I will. Thank you very
all
very
our love
much for
you.
Your support. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Abby.
Oh boy, you see how every phone call is the good versus the evil.
Yes, seriously.
It's a battle in Star Wars here.
And you want to know what's great is that we have, it's funny because, you know, like, because when I was, like, stressing out earlier today and everything, you know, I was just kind of like, you know, not for anything. I was like, my card said one thing and the exact opposite's happening. I'm like, I don't understand. I'm trying to be clear. I don't understand. And tonight, ironically enough, we have a lot of repeat people here. And it seems like everybody's going through the same thing. It's all basically, you know, kind of like, you know, the things being the darkest before the dawn type of thing, you know? And that's
exactly
what she's getting karmically correct. She's doing things. But just because she's doing the right thing now does not mean that there's not a little bit more struggle left, because there are consequences to your actions. And everybody's got to face consequences, and everybody's got to live with those consequences. And then you move on once everything is done karmically correct. It's good that she's writing the karma, but she's got to follow through with this, because, you know what, if she lets it go, that's not the karmically correct thing to do, you know, because she's not really doing the right thing by herself. She's not really doing the right thing by her children by allowing it to go on. And she's most certainly not doing the right thing by this particular person, you know, because this particular person needs to be put in his place. Because if he's going to be victimizing her, he could easily do this again and victimize another person. So this is like her kind of retribution, I think, a little bit, where she's got to stand up for herself and say, this is what I want. This is what's acceptable. And I'm not going to accept anything that I don't deem acceptable. And she needs to send a very clear message out to this person that he entered into a commitment with somebody, and A, if he was not ready for that commitment, he should not have entered into it, but B, if he's even thinking about doing it to somebody else, that he may want to think twice, because, you know, people will not put up with that kind of behavior. You know, by not saying this behavior is unacceptable, it's the same thing as saying that it is. You know,
right.
Sometimes you have to put your foot down, and you have to not condone people's behavior, and you need to say, hey, listen, knock it off before I knock it off for you.
And not only that, Nicole, to add a little more, you know, thought to what when we don't punish people who we are meant to punish, every person they hurt after us is on our soul records, because we could have stopped
them. Exactly. Exactly, because once you don't do anything.
If we're given a certain battle, if she doesn't fight this battle, they're just going to give her another one very similar. So once we learn the lessons from one battle, God doesn't keep giving us the same battle. We've learned the lessons. If we keep getting the same battle over and over, it's because we haven't won it, we haven't mastered it, and we haven't learned the lesson. So if you're getting the same life experience, every person is a louse, a liar, and a loser, it may be because you're not ever punishing those kind of people, and they're gravitating to you because they know they will get away with murder. So,
yeah.
Well, I know you've been.
Well, not for anything, Cindy. This person, not for anything. This person literally tried to hit her with a vehicle. You know,
exactly.
What is it going to take? What is it going to take before somebody says, yeah, no.
Right.
You know, like, this is not right. you know, and not for anything, and this is actually really, really good, because, like, lightning is a very, very powerful symbol, you know, I mean, if you look at the symbolism in what that means, like, a bolt of lightning, it's very symbolic, you know, it means, like, loss of ignorance in most cultures, you know, so I think that, you know, considering last week this thing, you know, hit her house, I don't think it was just the storm, I think it was really her coming to terms with things, her losing her ignorance, you know, as far as some things, and being willing to take that next step to do something proactive about her situation. You know, she's getting that enlightenment right now, and now is the time for her to act on it and not ignore that. Because if you're looking for a symbol of what you should do and where you should take things, there's no other symbol than lightning hitting your house, unless it's lightning hitting you.
And what the message was, lightning can strike, and it didn't hurt you because you're divinely protected. He's not lightning.
Yep.
He's not that powerful. If we could protect you from lightning, we could protect you
then
from
you're
this
protected
idiot.
From this person.
From this idiot.
Absolutely.
So always look at the big metaphors, the big messages. She's very divinely protected, and we'll just keep praying for her. And
absolutely. And
okay,
hopefully
so
she'll call back and she'll let us know.
I know. She's a doll. Anyway, so we've got a lot of callers tonight. Did
we've got a couple more
else?
Callers. I did screen another two more callers, actually, and then I'm going to get back into my little chat room, Cindy. But we're going to move on to Susan from Hicksville. And she is also another one that has called in before. And basically, you know, she was dating around and she was always finding something wrong with the people that she was meeting. And, you know, she always just kind of wanted to know, you know, like what was up and everything. Why is there always something wrong? There's always something wrong. And she's just really questioning as to why she keeps meeting all the wrong and not any of the right, Cindy. So hello, Susan. Oh. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Susan. I think I started to answer your question when I said, if you're wondering why you're always getting the louses and the liars and the losers, sometimes it's because we are too kind. We try to see the good in people. Are you beginning to see the bad and ugly with people as well?
Well, it's been like that. I got out of the toxic relationship last winter, and then since then, different men have come into my life, and pretty quickly I see there's something wrong, and I call them on it, and when I find out what it is, I'm like, okay, next, I'm done with them, because I'm done with, you know, after that toxic relationship, I mean, I actually got really sick from being in that relationship, from the stress, and I'm still kind of dealing with some health issues. But so I have no tolerance for, you know, guys who are liars or cheaters or whatever. And I really, there's something in me, I really, really want a higher soul love. And I've been reading your book, and I'm getting, like, toward the end now. And it's a wonderful book, by the way. And I know the last time I called you, it said, hang in there, there's love coming your way. And there was someone at that point who I had started seeing, and he was a gentleman, great guy, but ended up going back to his ex about a week later. And I'm like, okay. Then he came back to me 2 weeks later, said, well, it didn't work out. Can we try again? I said, no. I said, you don't know what you want, so I'm not giving you another chance. So I'm like, well, when, you know, even he, like, seemed really great for a while, but.
Well, that's because people run from a higher love every day. A higher love demands healing your issues. You can't be an alcoholic, a mean son of a bitch. You can't be reliving your parents' nonsense. You have to heal at least 75% of your issues to maintain soulmate love. Most people don't want to heal their issues. And so he ran from the higher love, went back to the toxic relationship that he had with that woman. And you can be sympathetic, because toxic love, it is a black it has a sort of black magnet to it. It draws us in. Older souls who are not prone to addictions of alcohol or drugs can be very hooked on toxic love. It's not good for us, but we keep going back for more. And there's the unconscious contract, no matter what you do or I do, we never leave each other. So if I don't heal my issues and I throw acid in your face one day, you're going to stay with me. I mean, he got scared because he knows he has his own anger issues. People involved in toxic love usually have anger issues. And what's he going to do with those anger issues with you? So he went back to her thinking, well, maybe she'll never leave me. You know, he really does still care about you and think about you, maybe it just came too soon, and maybe you could have been too hard on him. But again, you didn't want to get hurt either. So
yeah.
Sometimes we need to know when to give someone a second chance and when not to.
Mm-hmm.
And do you still think about this guy at all?
Not so much. It doesn't feel like it really would have been a good fit. It just, and also I just kind of don't trust him after that. Because he was saying, oh, I'm done with the ex and it's totally over. I mean, I only really went out on one date with him and we talked about getting together again. So really nothing had...
Right, but again, he got scared. The man definitely got scared because you're somebody he would have to heal his issues with. Right now, the one thing that you haven't done yet, Susan, is stand on your own 2 feet without a man.
Well, I've sort of been out with... I mean, even though I've gone out on dates, I haven't been in a relationship since Toxic Guy.
Right, and the universe is bringing you these, like, bags of different kinds of toxic guys just so you'll trust your judgment. It's not taking you 2 years, 5 years, 10 years to find out what they are. One date, two dates, 5 minutes. Isn't that showing you that you can trust your judgment now?
Yeah, I'm feeling very comfortable with that, actually. But then I'm like, part of me, like, is like, well, I know I'm really loving, like, especially with the toxic guy. I gave him so many chances, and I was willing to, like, stand there right with him and work on stuff with him. As long as he was willing to work on things, his issues and stuff, I would have done anything. And I got to a point where I was getting sick, and I had to just say no more. And you had said in one of the times I called you that he would try to contact me, and he did try. And I just, you know, I caught him in a lie. I said, you know, that's it. You know, go away. Just leave me alone forever.
Sometimes we need to just see that these people are pathological liars. They're not going to change. But there is the good news for you is there is a really good man coming. There's a really nice, loving guy who'll be with you in the future and for a long time. If you need to heal yourself, come to that place of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, I see him coming. I don't think it's tomorrow, though. You know, I hate to say that because it could be. But it's sooner than later. Just
mm-hmm.
know that you had a lot of healing to do. We forgive the people who have abused us. We forgive much too easily. We don't forgive ourselves for allowing someone to do it. So I need you to stop punishing yourself and making yourself ill because you're angry at yourself now.
Really? I tried to
forgive myself.
Happens
is we're angry because, look, why wouldn't somebody do what they can get away with, rob from us, hurt us, live the life they want to live? I mean, hey, good, get away with it. Isn't that great? We're angry at ourselves for not having that inner mother who loves us the way a mother should love their daughter, that we don't love ourselves that way. We don't have enough self-love to say, this is not okay, and why the hell did I let you do this? So your healing now is to stop beating yourself up, and you're going to find your health getting amazingly better. Our lesson is not to learn how to forgive others. Older souls, we forgive too easily and too often. We need to learn to forgive ourselves.
Yeah, that's something I have been working on, and I'm a really spiritual person, so I've been working a lot on forgiveness with others and with myself. So I'm working on it and trying to get stronger and trying to comfort myself and be kind to myself.
Right, and that's the most important lesson that we always need to learn, that we're good people, we're going to make some bad choices. But that's what it's about. It's about learning. And it's learning now that you can not judge someone else's toxic love. Sometimes God gives us toxic love because we're too judgmental. We think, I'd never get involved with that. I'd never do that. I'd never allow a man to do that. And God says, okay, you little wise ass, let me show you how hard life is. And once we've been involved in toxic love, we won't judge others and we can help others to move on from it. So it's all good in the long run, as long as we learn from it. It's not good if your lesson was learned, all men suck and I'm not having a relationship. That would have been terrible. You're still having that hope springing eternal, that still desire to have love, and that'll be there. And, you know, one day you'll look back and bless him for teaching you how to love yourself.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you.
So good luck to you, and thanks for, and thank you for reading the book, and I do appreciate it, and it does help people heal. I think if you read it with an open heart, it can heal a lot of stuff as well.
Yeah, thank you for writing it. Thank you, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Boy, I love to hear people reading my book after 4 years of like, oh, that was 4 years of digging coal mine. It was hard work. And I am writing another book, and it's a little bit easier than that one because it's going to be a little book. So no more big books. Now, Nicole, I think that you've screened somebody else. Nicole may be in the chat room. So let me see if I can operate this machinery here by myself. Okay. Do we have, let me see, I'm going to go over to a 703 number. Hi, it's Cindy, you're on the air. Hello, it's Cindy, you're on the air. Okay, maybe this person doesn't want to talk, so that could be a problem. Okay, Lori, Lori, are you there? Hello, Lori, you're on the air. I'm trying to get Lori from Colorado. She may be on a cell phone because I'm hearing something, but I'm not hearing Lori.
No, Cindy, Lori should be patched in. I have her live on my end.
Okay,
Lori,
I'm not
you there?
Hearing her.
Neither am I. Hold on, Cindy. Let me try to maybe reset her line. Stall
okay.
for me, will you be so kind?
I know. This is a blog talk.
Well, this
sometimes.
Is what was happening when you and I were trying to connect before the show even began today, when I kept, you know, hollering out to you, are you there? Are you there? Please don't do this to me. So let me try to see if I can do something to get Lori back here, okay? Hold on.
Good. Again, it's because we oftentimes have a really ton of callers, and it sometimes blows the blog talk off because sometimes I don't know if it's really prepared for the volume of calls that come in and the volume of people listening, because a lot of our listeners do listen on the air. I did check listeners. You know, sometimes we have upwards of 4,000 listeners, so that's a lot of listeners. So I don't know what Nicole is up to. And first of all, I want to thank all of you who do take the time to email me about reading the book, and I do love that. Anybody out there who's read the book, who hasn't written a book review, I would love it if you went onto Amazon.com and wrote a brief book review, because it really does help sell the book. So,
excuse me, Cindy. Okay,
yes.
Just do me a favor. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to try to get Lori back with us. She does hear me when I'm in the chat room with her. I don't know why she's not hearing me once we're out of the chat room. So we're going to see what's going on here. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, Lori.
Oh, there we go.
Great.
See, look
terrific.
At that. I'm magical, Cindy. I fixed it.
Who knows why it goes through and doesn't, but Lori, you're in Colorado. Okay, and
yes.
You want to see if there's anyone in your near future, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, are you doing anything to find, boy, the first card I picked was soulmate card, so wow, there's somebody in the future. Are you doing anything to meet someone?
Nothing out of the ordinary. I mean,
okay, picture it this way, where we put our energies, things manifest. If we want
uh-huh.
money, we have to go working, finding ways to make it, and it manifests. If we want to lose weight, we have to, you know, make a plan. We have to stop eating so much and working out, and then the weight loss manifests. If you want love but you're not doing anything to help it manifest, it becomes a little harder for the universe to bring it to us. It doesn't mean you have to go on a match.com or a big, you know, trying to get it, but it means sometimes going outside of your comfort zone, going to a lecture on something you might be interested in, going by yourself if nobody else wants to go. I mean, as an author, I do lectures or I see other authors, prominent authors, and there's nobody listening to these lectures, nobody coming half the time. And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be a wonderful place, you know, grant me a higher love. I'm giving a lecture, it's about love and soulmates, to meet other love-minded people. You might not be meeting the man there, but you could meet a new girlfriend or a friend and through her meet this guy. It's kind of just, you know, if you're near a church or, you know, oftentimes they have like clam bakes at the local churches or they have, you know, fairs or, you know, something. There's always events. There's art shows. There's so many free events that people half the time never go to. So it's you getting out there, but he's definitely circling near you. And he's a very generous man, by the way. So how long has it been since your last relationship?
About 3 years it ended, but it took a long time to get divorced. The divorce was just final in January, and it was a really bad, you know, it was kind of a soulmate karmic kind of clear.
It went from really good to really horrid.
Yes, it was a dark night of the soul kind of experience.
And from that, you probably had to do some inner healing. God does reward women who have the courage to walk away from love that started out good and not good anymore, because it takes a lot of courage to do that. It's counterindicative of everything any dogmatic religion would tell us. You made your bed, sleep in it. That's not what God would teach women. He wants them to be on their own. Financially, it looks like you should be okay. You're learning to stand on your own 2 feet financially.
Yeah, it's tough, but I am.
Okay, because that's the first step. When women can financially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually stand on their own 2 feet, that's when the prince comes. And, you know, this is something that you also were probably a little afraid for a while, so the universe didn't bring you a soulmate, because you may have run. You know what it was like to love somebody who ripped your heart out. It's not a pleasant experience. So I'm just glad that you're not one of those women who, you know, it's very nice that if you leave a toxic relationship, you know, you're proving to the world you don't have to stay in that, but you're also not showing them if you leave something bad, you get something better. So the universe wants to bring you this really great guy. You did need to kind of get stronger, come to terms with why you would have allowed a relationship to get so bad. Have you dealt with some of those issues?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I really understand. It was really healing. It was something that I really needed, even though it was so painful. I wouldn't have healed certain aspects, you know, if I hadn't had that relationship.
Exactly.
So,
and we also have to stop feeling like victims, because only children can be victims. When we're, you know, children are like little beings surrounded by a world of giants who scream at us and yell at us and do what they want, and they can lie and cheat and do whatever they want, and we can't do anything about it because we're dependent on them. As a grown-up, we really can't be a victim unless we allow it. And so some of that victim consciousness is stuff we've learned in our childhood. And, you know, now that you've coming to that little bit more place of self-love and appreciation, and, you know, we have to take responsibility that we allowed it to happen. And once we do that, we really are healed. When we start, you know, it takes two to tango. And for you, standing on your own 2 feet, healing some of your issues, coming to that place of self-love is prepared you for this wonderful, wonderful man who's coming. But again, I'm not saying you have to go out every day of the week, but if it just, you know, say you see something in the newspaper, it mentions something, you really would like to go because you're interested in it, and even if you can't find anybody to go with you, go by yourself, because that way you have to talk to other people.
I have been doing some of that, and there are a couple men that I've met that, one of them, it was a meetup group. And I met him through a meetup group, and he's real interested in some of the same things. But he doesn't seem honest to me, and I'm trusting my gut.
Okay, because again, what we didn't learn from the last relationship, you might have to learn. People lie, and they lie a lot. And if your gut tells you he's lying. You don't need any further proof. We don't have to wait for the text messages to see, you know, to see an email he sent to somebody. If you, by nature, good people tend to think people don't lie. If your gut's telling you he's not honest, he's not honest.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't mean that going to the meetup was wrong. You had to learn now to trust your gut, that your gut is right on target. So even if you meet 10 bomby, awful men, but it takes you a minute to learn it, you won't be afraid now. Because otherwise we don't know why we fell for the prince that became the beast. What the hell is the matter with us? Do you know what I'm saying? This way you'll recognize it, you'll see it. And even at the meetup groups, you can meet other girlfriends and friends who may have brothers or, you know, male guy friends of their own that you could meet. So it's just sometimes meeting a new soulmate girlfriend you know, who can help us meet other people. So keep, don't get discouraged. Go out. Go to things that you're interested in so you meet people who have similar interests. And you learn something going out anyway. So it's really good to get out there and, you know, get rid of the pack mentality that women have to go in twos and fives. They can never go, you know, by themselves to anything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, even when I do tarot card readings here, they come in packs, I mean, to my house. They can't come one, they come in two, five. I mean, you know, come by yourself. Am I going to bite you?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes my fiance comes down, there's a pack of women here. I said, I know, they can't come in ones, you know. What can I tell you? So,
yeah.
It's, well, anyway, we're at the end of our show. Nicole, you have a shout-out to do?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and good luck. Let us know when your prince comes, because I'm sure he will.
Okay.
Nicole, I want to say thank you for a wonderful show and for your insight and for being as angry as I was at the man that's harassing Abby, because it ain't happening anymore in the world to women. So, Nicole, good night, and do you want to say anything? Well, and Nicole may have signed out already. Okay, good night, everybody, and thanks for listening to our show.